Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is the next in a series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the global economy. And in today's episode, I want to talk about which are the countries that have the largest economies in the world, not just today, but forecast going forward. So as you may be aware, the USA is currently the largest economy in the world, but it's forecast that China will overtake it at some point in the future. So in today's episode, we'll look at the current situation. We'll look at the top 15 economies right now. We'll then look at the forecast for 2026. What is the makeup of the largest economies at that point? And then we'll roll forward through to 2036. And we'll see which countries are going to be dominant and which countries are going to fall away. And of course, one of the interesting things to look at here is Russia's position. Because Russia has been growing historically, but because of what's happened, because of the sanctions, obviously that's going to have a really big impact on the Russian economy. So we'll have a look at what Russia's position is forecast to be. And of course, it's impossible to know what's going to happen because as long as the war carries on, then the impact of the sanctions could be greater and greater. But as it sits today, I'll give you the current forecasts. So before we get started on all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, and also to subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters in these videos, so if there's a section you're not that interested in, you can always skip over it. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find YouTube's membership and super thanks, as well as Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. This table shows the size of the largest 15 economies in the world for the period between 2006, forecast out to 2036. And you can see that over the last 15 years, the United States has been consistently the largest economy in the world. Back in 2006, Japan was the second largest economy, followed by Germany, China, the United Kingdom, France, Italy, Canada, Spain, and Brazil. Now, over the last 15 years, we have seen some changes to that makeup. And the most notable change is China. Back in 2006, the GDP of China was $2.8 trillion. However, by 2011, that had increased to $7.5 trillion. And by 2021, the economy of China had grown to just under $17 trillion. So that represents an increase of 600% in a 15-year period, which, given the size of the economy, is absolutely incredible. Back in 2006, the economy of Japan was almost double the size of China. However, today, the Chinese economy is more than three times larger. The other significant mover over the last 15 years has been India. In 2006, GDP in India was around $950 billion, so less than $1 trillion. And this brought it in at number 14 on the global list. By 2011, GDP had almost doubled to $1.8 trillion, taking India up to number 10 on the list. By 2016, GDP was up to $2.3 trillion and India was up to number 7. And by 2021, GDP was up to $2.9 trillion, putting it on par with France. So let's have a look at what's happened to the GDP of Russia and its relative ranking over the last 15 years. In 2006, GDP in Russia was $1.1 trillion, which ranked it as the 11th biggest economy in the world at that time. Over the next 5 years, Russia saw rapid growth, and GDP almost doubled to a level of $2 trillion, which took it up to number 9 in the global rankings ahead of Canada and Spain. In 2014, Russia invaded the Crimea area of Ukraine and later annexed that whole territory. As a direct result of that military action, a variety of sanctions were introduced against Russia from the USA and the rest of the Western world, and this had a detrimental impact on the Russian economy. And you can see that by 2016, Russia's GDP had fallen back to $1.3 trillion, which was a similar level to where they'd been back in 2006, and their global ranking dropped down to 12th, which put them lower in the global rankings than Canada, South Korea, and Brazil. Now, over the last 5 years, many of those sanctions have still remained in place, but a lot have been weakened, and the economy of Russia has increased to $1.6 trillion. So this is still significantly below the GDP achieved back in 2011, but still represents an increase of over $300 billion. And as of 2021, Russia was still ranked as the 12th largest economy in the world, which I think may be a surprise to some of the viewers, because some of the comments that we get on this channel, you would think that Russia was one of the biggest economies in the world. Now, it is one of the top 15, but it certainly isn't in the top 10 right now. The US economy is forecast to grow from the current level of $23 trillion to $29 trillion in 2026, $35 trillion by 2031, and $43 trillion by 2036. China's GDP is currently around $17 trillion. That's forecast to increase to about $25 trillion in 26, $38 trillion in 31, and $55 trillion in 36. So as you can see from this chart, it's forecast that by 2031, China will be the largest economy in the world. Now, by that stage, the relative size of the USA and China is similar. However, by 2036, we have got a material difference between the two economies. The Chinese economy in 2036 is forecast to be more than double the size of the US economy today. Japan is currently the third largest economy in the world, with a GDP of around $5 trillion. And that's forecast to increase to around $6.5 trillion in 26, and then remain at a similar level in 2031 and 2036. Germany is currently the fourth largest economy in the world, with GDP of around $4 trillion. That's forecast to increase to $5.5 trillion in 26, $6.3 trillion in 31, and $7.5 trillion in 36. But the really big mover on this chart is India. India is currently the seventh largest economy in the world, with a GDP of around $2.9 trillion. That figure is forecast to increase to more than $4 trillion in 2026, almost $7 trillion by 2031, and almost $11 trillion by 2036. So as you can see from the chart, India is forecast to become the fifth largest economy in the world in 2026, overtaking the UK, and is then forecast to become the third largest economy by 2031, displacing both Germany and Japan. By 2036, India is forecast to have a GDP of almost $11 trillion, which is more than double the current GDP of Japan and Germany, and almost four times larger than the current GDP of the UK. So this table really shows the forecast change in the balance of power globally that's expected to take place over the next 15 years, as we see China taking over as the largest economy and India moving rapidly through the ranks to become the third largest economy in the world. Russia is currently ranked as the 12th largest economy in the world, with GDP of around $1.6 trillion. It's forecast that by 2026, the GDP of Russia will have increased to $1.9 trillion. However, because a lot of other economies are also forecast to grow in size over the next few years, it's forecast that Russia will drop to number 13 on the list of largest economies. And by 2031, economies forecast to increase to $2.6 trillion and remain at number 13 on the list. The forecast GDP is $3.5 trillion by 2036. Which would mean at that stage that Russia is the 10th largest economy in the world. Now, I have to say that these forecasts have been produced on the basis that the war in Ukraine is going to end at some point in the near future. This doesn't expect that the war is going to carry on for a number of years. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody really knows what the impact is going to be. But I can tell you that if the war in Ukraine does carry on for a very prolonged period of time, then the sanctions that are applied against Russia will potentially get worse. They will certainly last for a lot longer, but they may also increase in intensity. Countries like India and China may come under a lot of pressure to stop buying Russian oil. So if that does happen, then the forecast GDP for Russia would potentially be much lower than what we're looking at here. So these forecasts assume that everything will get back to a relative state of normality within a certain amount of time. If it doesn't, then the situation for Russia could be much worse, and they could easily not be in the top 10 if the sanctions are harder and last for longer. But I think what's really interesting here is looking at the forecast makeup of the top 10 in 2031. We've got China ranked as the largest economy in the world, followed by the United States, India, Germany, Japan, the United Kingdom, France, Indonesia, Brazil, and Russia. If you believe a lot of the comments that get posted on this channel, you would have expected Russia to be in the top three, because a lot of people believe that Russia is very important and is going to be dominant globally. These forecasts show that if all things go to plan and everything gets back to normal for Russia, then they may get back into the top 10. However, there is a real possibility that things may not pan out well for Russia. If the sanctions do go badly against them, then they could find themselves falling significantly down this list. This table shows what the global economy is forecast to look like in 2031. So we can see that by that stage, China is expected to be the largest economy in the world. However, the United States is a very close second. And both of these economies are significantly bigger than all of the rest of the economies of the world. If you add up the GDP for the countries from 3 to 10 on this list, it gets you to a total of 37.4 trillion. So you can see that all eight of those countries are basically about the same size as China and the United States are forecast to be. So that really shows you why China and the USA are so important and why we refer to them as superpowers. Because their purchasing power and what they do has such a massive influence on the world. The United States is the most developed economy in the world, and China is by far the biggest developing country. Now, looking down the rest of this list, I think it's really interesting that India are forecast to be the third largest economy in the world by 2031. India currently has the second largest population in the world, just behind China. They've both got around 1.4 billion people. But it's forecast to become the most populated country in the world over the next few years. So they've got a lot of people, a lot of purchasing power, a lot of potential. But the flip side of that is that they've also got a lot of dependency. It's interesting that Japan is forecast to retain its position at number 4, and the biggest economy from Europe is Germany. And it's forecast to hit $6.3 trillion by 2031. It's also interesting to see that Brazil's forecast to be number 8 on this list. And I guess a lot will depend on what happens to the political situation, whether or not that remains stable, whether or not it remains focused on its industry and GDP or not. Now, one thing I've referred to a number of times on the channel is the G7. And these are the self-imposed seven most important economies of the world. And the G7 is made up of the United States, Japan, Germany, United Kingdom, France, Canada, and Italy. So you can see that these seven economies are forecast to be in the top 10. However, two of the top three, China and India, are not included in the G7. And that really doesn't make any sense at all, does it? How can you have the seven most important economies of the world not including two of the top three? So I don't know from a political point of view whether or not China and India may be invited to join the G7 at some point. In the past, Russia was actually invited. It became the G8 for a short period of time. However, when Russia invaded Crimea, they were asked to leave and it went back to being the G7. So maybe we'll see the G7 being expanded to the G9 at some point in the future. However, China and India may decide that they've got no interest in joining the G9. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because I think it's really interesting to look at the balance of power. Which countries have got the biggest economies, which are growing fastest, and which are forecast to be in the top 10. And obviously China and India are really important from a global context. And it's also important because we've been talking a lot about whether or not Russia is going to develop its trading relationships with both of those nations. It's already selling discounted oil to both of them. And there's a lot of talk about setting up a three-way trading system where Russia would be able to sell all of the products that are now sanctioned by the Western world directly into those economies. Whether or not that happens remains to be seen. And it'll be interesting to see whether or not the Western world tries to enforce secondary sanctions on both India and China to stop them buying from Russia. But what is clear to see is that we're seeing a shift in terms of economic power. China will take over as the largest economy in the world from the USA at some point over the next 5 years, and India will come in at number 3. Now, China and the USA are significantly larger than everybody else, so they will always be the two dominant powers. And up until now, there's been a lot of tension between the two countries. And I think what's happening in Ukraine, it's going to be really interesting to see how that balance of power plays out. The USA is talking to China. It wants China to be on board, to be against Russia, to be anti-war. China so far have taken a neutral stance. And I guess they're really biding their time and seeing what happens. But what is clear is that we're not seeing a strong bond between China and the USA. It looks like they will remain at odds. So back in the 70s and 80s, the superpowers were the USA and the Soviet Union. The Cold War that we saw through the 70s and 80s was one of the big features of the global economy. And going forward, it will be really interesting to see whether or not we see China and the USA developing tensions further and becoming more of a Cold War situation, or whether there's more collaboration. Now, one thing that was really interesting from all of the tables is where Russia is sitting. It's not one of the 10 biggest economies in the world, and it's not forecast to get back to that situation until 2031. And even then, it's coming in at number 10. So Russia isn't forecast to become a dominant economy globally and is significantly smaller than China and the USA. So whilst we've talked a lot about Russia and they do have an important position right now in terms of the supply of energy into Europe and the rest of the world, they aren't a powerhouse. Their economy isn't dominant from a size perspective. And that's one of the reasons that I've been talking about the pressure on the Russian economy. They're still reliant on a lot of imports for developed products. And because of the sanctions, they're not able to access any of those imports. So hopefully you found today's video useful, informative, and educational. If you've liked what I've said, then please give me a thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.